This week's episode of An Extra Glance is sponsored by Naomi Kritzer, whose short story collection, Cat Pictures Please and Other Stories, comes out from Fairwood Press in July 2017. Learn more at naomikritzer.com. Hi, my name is Ed Burke. Welcome to An Extra Glance, the weekly podcast where I look a little more deeply at well-known stories from the news and from history. This week, I'm taking a look at the news surrounding the presidential transition. Over the last couple of weeks, there have been a lot of stories in the news about the pace of the Trump transition team, specifically the speed with which they're making appointments. And some of these articles have noted that it's not just the cabinet, which is finally set with today's nomination of Sonny Perdue as Secretary of Agriculture, but several thousand positions which need to be filled. These are positions appointed by the incoming administration, requiring a massive hiring spree every 4 years. And as of now, the Trump administration has appointed about 40 people. The positions that need to be filled by the new administration are published in a book titled United States Government Policy and Supporting Positions, and commonly called the Plum Book after its plum-colored cover. The Plum Book is published every 4 years. The 2016 Plum Book is 226 pages long, filled with tables of open positions in tiny type. The first Plum Book appeared in 1952 when the incoming Eisenhower administration wanted to know what positions it needed to fill after 20 years of Democratic presidents. What are all these jobs that need filling? Many of them are the sort you might expect. For example, in addition to a secretary, each cabinet department has a deputy secretary, and the State Department has two. As of now, the president-elect has nominated a Deputy Secretary of Commerce and a Deputy Attorney General, and no others. This is not out of line with historical precedent. At the time of his inauguration, Barack Obama had named the two Deputy Secretaries of State and a Deputy Attorney General. In addition to the Deputy Secretaries, there are also Secretaries for the Army, Navy, and Air Force, with a nominee in place for the Army. There are also numerous undersecretaries and assistant secretaries. The Department of Defense has the most, a total of 35, 19 for the department as a whole, and 16 for the individual service branches. Next comes the State Department with 28. All told, across all the cabinet departments, there are 179 of them with a range of duties, such as undersecretaries of state for management, political affairs, and public diplomacy. Assistant Secretaries of Defense for International Security, Acquisition, and Research and Engineering, and Assistant Attorneys General for the Civil Rights, Antitrust, and Criminal Divisions. All of these people need confirmation by the Senate, but they aren't the only ones. There are roughly 1,000 more presidential appointees who need confirmation. Directors, commissioners, trade representatives, inspectors general, and the largest such group, ambassadors. There are more than 200 ambassadors, most representing the United States in foreign countries, though a few have general duties such as ambassadors at large for war crimes, global women's issues, and international religious freedom. 2 days before the inauguration, Trump has named ambassadors to China, Israel, and the United Nations. It was big news a few weeks ago when the Trump transition team supposedly fired all of Obama's ambassadors. In fact, the ambassadors submitted their resignations, as is the normal practice. But what was unusual was that the incoming administration said that they were going to accept all of these resignations rather than keeping some people on in key posts until they were filled. This means that almost all of the duties of ambassadors will be handled by lower-level State Department employees. While many of the positions requiring Senate confirmation are high-level positions in executive departments, not all of them are. A semi-random sample of other positions includes Architect of the Capitol, Commissioner of the Marine Mammal Commission, and Member of the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. Remember, these are all positions appointed by the President and requiring confirmation by the Senate. There are nearly another 500 positions that the president appoints, but which don't require Senate confirmation, most of which are members of commissions, boards, councils, and the like. All told, the president is directly responsible for appointing about 1,700 positions. The executive branch as a whole has 4,100 positions to fill. It's a massive turnover at the top of the executive branch and a huge loss of institutional memory every 4 to 8 years. The Plum Book is available on the Government Publishing Office website at gpo.gov/plumbook. Information about appointments made comes from the Washington Post's Trump Administration Appointee Tracker. Any mathematical errors are mine. My website is edberk.net. Join me next week for another episode of An Extra Glance.